Deutsche Welle Radio. Living Planet.
Hello and welcome to the program. I'm Ranjita Balasubramaniam in Bonn. Now, over the past few weeks, global warming has been on the minds of many here in Germany. It's been a rather unusual spring this year. Sun worshippers basked in the hottest, sunniest and driest April ever recorded. The month, traditionally famed for changeable weather and, of course, April showers, was more reminiscent of midsummer than springtime. But the extended dry spell is starting to cause serious worries for some people, farmers and the fire department in particular. Mark Hallam has been finding out what people are making of the scorching spring.
Here comes the sun, here comes the sun, I say it's all right.
The sun has most certainly been shining here in Germany. For almost 300 hours this April, in fact. That translates to nearly 10 hours of sunshine every day, which is about double the month's average figure for the country. April in Europe is traditionally a month with a little sunshine and a lot of showers, but not in 2007. Wolfgang Kusch is the president of the German Meteorological Service, and he seems rather concerned about the recent weather patterns.
It's a very outstanding April, and normally we have in April more wet situations, more rain and more changing weather, and now we have an absolutely outstanding April, and it seems for me indeed that it could be a signal for climate warming.
Although April 2007 has been the warmest on record, Kusch does admit that one warm month doesn't qualify as evidence of global warming. However, records related to sunshine, a lack of rainfall and high temperatures have been falling like skittles in recent years. 2006 was the hottest year ever since scientists began recording such statistics way back in 1901. And in case that sounds like a coincidence, all 10 of the hottest years have occurred in the last 12.
Here in one of Bonn's most popular outdoor hangouts, there's well over 150 people sat out enjoying the sunshine. There's barely a pair of trousers inside. A football match going on in the middle of the field. The team in skins looks a lot happier than the team in shirts. Sadly, there's no thermometer to hand, but the temperature is warm. There are a number of people who are absolutely delighted with the weather, and not just for recreational purposes. Mrs. Zurzi comes here to this very park to sell ice cream on a regular basis.
Well, of course, this April we have smashed all ice cream records. Our business has never enjoyed such a successful April. I just hope it stays like this.
Business considerations aside, Susie still wonders what all this means.
I do sometimes think to myself, it never used to be this hot. And then I ask myself, what comes next? How long is it going to stay warm like this? Perhaps it is global warming after all.
The unusually hot spell is having quite the opposite effect on the agricultural sector. Germany has had 93% less rainfall than average this April, and the effects are beginning to show. The National Society for Soil Science has warned that the situation is potentially devastating for many farmers. Farmer Hans-Joachim Rosbach in the eastern state of Brandenburg suspects his harvest will be 30% smaller than usual, and that's if the weather returns to normal sometime soon.
Solange überhaupt nicht wird hier und die Sonne weiter brennt.
If it stays sunny, then it's looking really grim. At the moment, it's hardly worth even harvesting the fields.
A cloud of dust streams from Rosbach's tractor as it ploughs his cornfields. He grows this to feed his 260 cattle and says it's too expensive to buy in the grain from outside. Agricultural experts would normally suggest farming different crops so as to cope with changing weather patterns. However, for Rosbach, this is not an option. He says changing the crops he grows would have a knock-on effect on other aspects of his work.
Dann muss man drüber nachdenken.
Then I'd really seriously have to consider completely stopping affecting my milk production as well.
Some farmers even run the risk of losing entire fields of crops through another phenomenon caused by the hot, dry weather. Recently, there have been a number of forest and brush fires in Germany, a problem normally associated with the summer in warmer countries like Australia, not with springtime in Europe. Jochen Stein is the head of the fire department here in Bonn, and his team started looking out for forest fires in April, something that's never happened before.
I can't remember a year where we started that early on. I mean, we have only a few days ago started our inspection flights with small planes and helicopters to check above the large forest areas. And I can't remember that we've done that in the years before, well, let's say before June or July.
As for the people sunning themselves in the centre of Bonn, they seem really quite torn as to whether or not to blame the heat spell on global warming.
I think that in some years it's warmer than in other years, and maybe next year it's really cold in the April.
In a way it's a bit scary because usually weather like this is in June. So I think it's kind of crazy.
No, I'm just scared that it won't last.
Global warming is another problem of its own. I think normally we always have warm weather and cold times.
Well, yeah, if you talk about climate change and stuff, it feels awkward. Pleasant, but still awkward because it's not normal.
Mark Hallam, Deutsche Welle Radio, Bonn. Here comes the sun.